We're going to hear now from three realtors selling homes in three very different parts of the country, East Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Charlotte, North Carolina. In Charlotte, you can buy a foreclosed McMansion for half its original price.
I'm Lee Brown. I'm a realtor in the Charlotte, North Carolina metro area. We are in what I like to call a starter castle, which were the houses that were built in the height of the real estate boom that have really ornate exteriors with a little French influence, a little German influence, maybe a little Swiss influence, maybe some Italian and Spanish, all tossed into the same house. So we have a whole community of those.
Realtor Lee Brown says during the housing boom, many people moved to Charlotte for high-paying jobs in the banking industry, but lost those jobs when banks shut down after the crash.
The house that we're standing in now is a foreclosure property that originally sold for $1.275 million in 2007. It's likely going to sell somewhere around the 650 mark. And you're talking a beautiful home, and you can see it's got the hardwood floors, and it's got the fancy kitchen, and you're going to get two chandeliers in the dining room. And who needs two chandeliers in the dining room? But, you know, hey, there's something for everybody.
Let's travel clear across the country now to East Los Angeles, where realtor Felipe Acuña takes us on a tour of a historically working-class neighborhood that's trying to make a comeback.
City Terrace is ghetto fabulous. Investors are coming in and taking these properties that are not financeable because of the conditions that they are, and they're improving them dramatically.
Back in 2004, people began snatching up City Terrace properties left and right. Houses in awful conditions sold for as much as $500,000. Today, many of those homes go for just over $100,000, which accounts for the current effort to gentrify the neighborhood.
The house on Rambles Place was built, I believe, in the 30s. You weren't in the city. This was like the edge of the world here, but it was beautiful. But unfortunately, they're not as beautiful as they were back then. You have the freeway you can look at now and count the cars if you want.
The City Terrace housing bubble burst in 2007, and Felipe Acuña says he saw it coming.
What we saw was prices skyrocketing. Tell me what you make. You got good credit. You're breathing. Here you go. Even though you were like a gardener or a housekeeper, and suddenly you were able to buy a $500,000 home that was 2-3 years earlier was only worth $250,000. Unfortunately, I tell people I probably could have increased my business 2-3-fold if I would have taken those people and put them into something they couldn't afford and not worry about it. But I like to sleep at night.
My name is Valerie Blake. I'm an associate broker with Prudential Carruthers Realtors, and we are here at a condominium in Washington, D.C. known as 1010 Mass because it's located at 1010 Massachusetts Avenue. We're on the ninth floor in unit 903. We have one bedroom and one bath here. We have it listed for $537,500.
That would be in recession-proof Washington, D.C., where things never cooled off that much. In some neighborhoods, the market for starter homes is beginning to look a little like the boom between 2005 and 2007.
We had bidding wars. I had one that was a fixer-upper property that we listed for $220,000. We had 28 bidders, and it went for $435,000. In 2011, we are seeing a lot of first-time buyers re-entering the market. Bidding wars have once again returned. They're just not as frenzied as they once were. You might have two or three people bidding instead of 25. You might have an increase of $10,000 or $15,000 rather than hundreds of thousands. But they have to be perfect. In this market, you cannot just throw anything out there like there that happened in 2005 and expect that there'd be people lined up at the door.
That was realtor Valerie Blake in Washington, D.C. We also heard from Felipe Acuña in East Los Angeles and Lee Brown in Charlotte, North Carolina.